MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Kwekwe Kuman from Denker Capital. Talking banks, we've had a number of commentators talk around our banks in the last couple of days. We've also had the Turkey issue, and the key point there is that we've got an independent central bank. Turkey hasn't, and that's seen their currency collapse. Kwekwe, appreciate the time today. Talking our banks, I mean, our banks are world-renowned. They're strong, they're well-financed. We saw that in the 08 crisis. We saw it again last year. A couple of folks are saying, though, returns have perhaps been a little bit modest, certainly our calendar year, although if we go back to the lows in October, we've had a really good run in the banks.
Yeah, no, Simon, you're totally right. Our banks are strong. They're actually very well managed. But come back to that later. We just got a very negative environment for them. And, you know, if you look at the last 5 years, they have underperformed quite dramatically. I think they're the second worst performer on the JSE. But what investors forget is that, you know, in 2016, the banks were trading at very high multiples. I mean, FirstRand was trading at 2.8, Investec 1.4, Absanet 1.6, whereas at the end of last year, Investec was trading at 50% discount to its price to book, 0.5, and Absa 0.97. So those 4 years until the beginning of this year saw a big derating. And so this year we saw a nice re-rating and obviously a strong earnings rebound post-COVID.
And what we have seen as well, I mean, the issues, I mean, I mentioned up front, they're well capitalized, they're well positioned. You make the point that they're operating in a tough environment. I mean, we've seen GDP data out, we've seen unemployment data. It's difficult for a bank to really do incredibly well when your economy is, frankly, limping.
No, absolutely. I mean, we've seen the same in Brazil and in Turkey. Although Turkey, interesting, is a very dynamic industrial hub. So a lot of the Turkish corporates did well through exports as the currency tanked. And the banks actually there kept track. But here, there was just very little growth. I mean, our export sector isn't strong enough.
You mentioned a couple of them there, and I know I've chatted with yourself and your colleague before. Most people sort of put the Standard Bank, the First Rands, as the best of the bunch. Investec has had a brilliant year. You mentioned they were trading at half of their book value. Looking into 2022, what is your pick of our local banks?
Yeah, it's very interesting. If you look at the year gone by, Investec actually gave you a return of 140%. That's with 100. That's not a mistake. 140. Where Standard Bank only gained 11%. The others, by the way, all did about 30. Capitec, Nedbank, Absa around 30. So, Investec, funny enough, still looks cheap. It's still only trading at 0.88 price to NAV. And we've had quite a few engagements with the management team, and that new management team have really done well in turning around the bank, cutting costs in the UK, and bear in mind that 50% of their assets are UK. So, you know, the UK economy is in a stronger position, much stronger than South Africa, and will grow at a higher rate. And the Investec are well poised to do that. And, you know, they're targeting a much higher return on capital than they've done. So Investec, you can still see further re-rating. The problem with Standard Bank, and that is really why it actually underperformed in 2021, is really the merger with Liberty.
Yeah.
Well, not the merger. They're actually taking it out. And by the way, you've obviously seen that Liberty price jump a lot because Standard Bank are paying for that. But so the market is just saying after so many years, more than 10 of trying to turn it around, you're giving up and you're just taking it out of the limelight and trying to fix it internally. And the market isn't that sure. Well, I think they'll get it right, but it's going to be more difficult. And at the same time, Africa Like South Africa's got a lot of issues with COVID, with vaccination rates. So, whereas a few years ago, everybody was very excited about emerging markets in Africa. And, you know, South Africa might still not fire on all cylinders, also because of debt levels. Mm-hmm. So Standard Bank, if you simply pick the worst performers then of the banks, you go for Standard Bank. But I think Investec and like Nedbank and Absa will do better than Standard Bank. It's actually very interesting if you look at the same on the insurance side, where Sanlam and Santam have been the worst performers. I mean, Santam basically flat. And Santam, obviously, because of business interruption claims. COVID has hit them very hard. Sanlam, like the other insurers, a lot with the payout for the higher death rate hit them as well as the other insurers. But Sanlam went into the pandemic quite expensive. Sanlam is something that earnings, I think, will surprise very, very positively next year. But it's not cheap. But relative to its past, it is cheap. And then obviously Discovery was a big underperformer. It's down 8% for the year. But again, you know, like the other insurers, growth slowdown in South Africa, high claims, and then what hit them the worst is sentiment towards China. You know, the whole Ping An story. Mm-hmm. Ping An is obviously about Ping An. It was about the Chinese government suddenly clamping down on all kinds of, whether they were abuses, malpractices, or just trying to change, you know, the way the economy operates. But that had a huge negative effect on Discovery because of so many people putting him on a high multiple because of the potential growth in China.
Yep, and certainly we've seen some numbers out that the Discovery Bank is signing up and doing fairly well in that regard. We'll leave it there. Kuku Koyman, Denker Capital, always appreciate the time, sir. A question today on our LinkedIn and Twitter profiles, talking with Cookie there, around banks, around insurers. They've had an all right year. Investec, stellar, but the rest, an all right year. Do you think there's some value in that sector? You can have your vote, you can have your say on our LinkedIn and Twitter profiles at MoneyWeb. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.